This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. At this point, do health records really matter? Big news. TV and radio are full of 24-hour commentary on Hillary Clinton feeling the heat, and now a doctor's opinion that maybe her cough is pneumonia rather than a reaction to allergies, as she'd said earlier. Some pundits and editorialists are calling for more disclosures of the candidate's health records, which in both cases have been somewhat sketchy. As you recall, Clinton's were somewhat perfunctory, though they were effusive in comparison to Donald Trump's letter from one of his doctors that seemed like he might have gotten it from a doc in the box with a $100 bill in an envelope and essentially said, he's healthy as a horse. But really, what did we expect? Neither of these candidates are youngsters like Obama. One is 68, the other is 70. We're not talking about folks ready for the Olympics. We're more in a Reagan-Eisenhower demographic. These will be the last candidates to understand that Vietnam was more than a question on a geography quiz. But my question is, really? Does it matter at this point? Either would have to suddenly have a stroke and then go into a coma to not be on the ballot in less than 2 months. Be serious. There's not going to be a do-over at this point. If their hearts are beating and their tongues are wagging, one of these seniors is going to be president. One reporter suggested that they each provide their health records to a few elite reporters in order to make a report to the public. That almost seems reasonable. We're not dealing with very transparent folks, though, are we? We're dealing with Trump and Republican forces fabricating ill health voodoo spells on Clinton in recent months. Trump's VP candidate, Mike Pence, released his income tax records, but Daddy Warbucks is still gripping his with a tight death grip. We all know about Hillary's views on privacy versus publicity, and if not, read up on the email server mess. Who is prepared to believe that reporters would get the complete package on something so personal and private? This is a situation where no one is going to believe anything, so it's likely just destined to be a hot mess. And what makes the public think that this is something that the press can handle? Remember the mess with Senator Eagleton as the presumptive running mate for George McGovern in the last century. He was eviscerated for some mental health issues that most now would see as certainly manageable, if not trivial. And if anything, that's what most of us would like to know about a candidate. How stable are they with their fingers near the button? How firmly are their feet anchored to the solid ground? There's already been speculation on Trump and psychodrama. And with Hillary as a woman, that's just a common assumption for a whole group of voters. But friends, no one is talking about sharing any information on mental health. This is one issue we should let evaporate into background noise. There's no good that can come out of it. Our rights to this information are tenuous, and our ability to handle healthcare information is non-existent. We have a long record as a people proving that we don't understand anything about health. The ongoing conflict about Obamacare is a good case in point. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.